From Denmark here, could you put some words on Nicolai Ihle's season so far and what to expect from him in the coming months?
You know what? He was a little bit like, I think, our whole team to start looking for some offense in their game. And then at game four in Nashville, we started to see his game kind of round out, and we really liked his last two. He's playing with Scheifele and Wheeler. Our most prolific scorers, and he has the speed to play with them. Now it's a challenge for a young player at times because those guys usually they'll either see Barkov or Trocheck tonight. So he's playing against the other team's best. He also on that line will play against their best defensemen. Will be always matched against that line. But we really like his last two or three games. He's back. Speed is such an important thing, and when he skates the way he's capable of skating, all the other things fall in place. He's got a really quick release and a good shot, and he's dangerous then. So we feel Nicky now is at the, we're 12 games in, but he's playing his best hockey of the season now.
Second row on the left.
Paul, a lot of levity, and I don't mean humor, but just light atmosphere, just this last skate they had. Is that a representation of... are they punch drunk because they haven't had any sleep? Are they really jacked for this game?
We're not going to use that word, right?
Are they jacked for this game? And is it part of that bonding thing that you talked about earlier?
There's a whole bunch of things. The first tell for me about where we're at, I'm hoping, yesterday's practice was good in my mind. We drove hard at the right times and pushed. So it was not light. They're still having fun, but it got serious for a while and they pushed real hard. And then everything around it, there is a lighthearted mood. This is a festive kind of game, very similar to the outdoor game, the Heritage game that we played. And everything is different. But you put the guys together. They never, when we travel in the NHL, they don't spend this much time together, right? You go to another city, three or four guys play with somebody on the other team, they go for dinner that way. And when we're always moving, so they don't really spend a lot of time together as much as they do in an event like this. These guys have been together now 4 or 5 days, and we started on the road, so there is a closeness. But there's also a real, it's almost like training camp is ending today. They need a game. We need to play in a game. We need body contact. They need to get into a serious mood here. So as light as it was, everybody's a little snarly. We need to get back into a game. Or maybe just the coaches. I don't know.
On the right side, second row.
Paul, can you weigh the inconveniences of the travel and the time change against what this big picture is about growing the game globally and the importance of it being playing here in Finland?
So, first and foremost, I think we have a duty. I think we have a responsibility to share the game that we play, and also a bit of a thank you to the other countries that send us their very best players. They don't get to watch them, and we do, and enjoy them play. So I think we have a duty to come over and give these guys, give Patty and the other Finnish players in the league now a chance to be seen in the NHL. But the bigger part for me is completely selfish, and it's all about the bonding that goes on. We did it in 2010. I thought it had a great impact on our team, and it carried on for a while. The inconveniences are fair because the other team is going through, but it's not easy. The National Hockey League is so routine-oriented, right? The guys, you can look at it 6 months down the road, and I can tell you within 1 hour what I'm going to be doing exactly per day. On that Tuesday, I'm going to be at the rink watching this video for the next game. So here, all your schedule is completely different. Everything is off. Your sleep patterns, it's an 8 o'clock game, and you never, ever play a back-to-back game where you don't travel. We would never bring them to the rink on the next day, but we're going to bring them to the rink, so all the routines are shot. But there's a real potential benefit for our hockey club, and we're hoping we take advantage of that.